On Thursday, October 19th at 5 p.m., over 100 people gathered in Confederation Square across from Peterborough City Hall to show support for Palestinians in Gaza. Many people arrived bearing signs, flags, and clothing in the colors of the Palestinian flag. The event was organized by the Canadian group called the International Socialists and was advertised as a solidarity rally. Organizers of the rally said that they planned this last minute and did not have any scheduled speakers. Instead, they invited any person from Gaza or with a personal connection to Gaza to speak.
I think we talked a lot of interesting things here,
and a lot of it has to do with land and about Palestinian people, and I want to say something that this really important writer, Franz Fanon, said before.
For a colonized people, the most essential value, because the most concrete, is first and foremost the land. The land which will bring them bread and above all dignity. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
After nearly an hour, the group began to march around downtown Peterborough, chanting in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Starting at McDonald Street and George Street, they moved east to Water Street, then south to Charlotte Street, then west to George Street, and then walked north back to Confederation Square, moving from the sidewalk to the road for the last city block. The group stayed on the road blocking traffic at the intersection of George Street and McDonald Street for about 20 minutes until an officer from Peterborough Police Services told the protesters that they are welcome to protest, but they cannot block traffic. At around 7 p.m., the peaceful protest began to disperse. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.